The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sayyid Muhammad Rizvi.
We started the commentary on one of the famous du'as that we recite every night in the month of Ramadan, known as du'a iftitah. And so I'll continue with that. We are still in the basically the first part of the discussion. I divided the du'as, this du'a into seven parts. I'm not sure I'll be able to finish by Monday, but we'll see how far we reach. So the continuation of the first part, then we come to a stage where the Imam is asking us to praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we have said that Allah, you allowed me to pray to you, so I'm here. But then again we're interjecting the hamd and the praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because this is how you don't just say, oh, you said, okay, I want this today. But there has to be a muqaddama, preamble. Be polite on how you talk. You are the one you want to ask him. So praise him. And this is where, there are five praises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this initial part of the du'a. And this is where it begins with the words, Alhamdulillah. So there are five, passages beginning with the words, Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, الذي لم يتخذ صاحبة ولا ولدا, ولم يكن له شريك في الملك, ولم يكن له ولي من الظل وكبره تكبيرا. There is an order there. كَبِّرُهُ تَكْبِيرًا. Glorify him with greatness. And you do that by saying, Allahu Akbar. So this first praise basically is talking about the tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That, you don't have anyone, not even in the family relationship. You haven't taken anyone as your wife. And you don't have any son. So this goes against this whole concept of father and son when we see about, the idea of Christianity. And not only that, لَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ شَرِيكٌ فِي الْمُلْكِ. When it comes to his kingdom, he doesn't have any partner there. He is all alone. He is master. He is Malikul Mulk. And not only that, he has no one there as a friend who would protect him. So he depends on him. No, and this is where we say that he is indeed, very glorified and magnificent. Tawheed is the basis of us. So we praise him on the basis of Tawheed. And Tawheed is so fundamental to our aqidah and belief system that in Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I'm willing to forgive everything that you do, except one. When it comes to shirk, this is something I am not willing to accept. He is not going to tolerate any concept of, having an associate or a partner with him in any, form of divinity, dimensions of divinity. Absolutely not. Whatever others are there, whether it's the malaika, anbiya, mursaleen, or a'imma, they are all totally dependent on the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are not partners of Allah. At the most, you can say they are agents of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second praise, Alhamdulillah bi jami' mahamidihi kulliha ala jami' ni'amihi kulliha. A very general, praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that all praises for Allah with all his praiseworthy acts and all his favors and blessings upon us. Number three again goes back to the issue of Tawheed. Alhamdulillah, الذي لا مضاد له في ملكه ولا مناظر له في أمره. Praise be to Allah that He has no one who is basically an opponent to Him in His kingdom. If somebody actively comes and if Allah, you know, doesn't tolerate him, He has the power of eliminating him right away. Nobody is there, you know, powerful enough to stand up against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَا مُنَاظَرُ لَهُ فِي أَمْرِهِ. And if He decides on something, there is no one who can come in between Allah and His decision. You know, when we talk about this issue of, you know, nobody can come, you know, against him, the most obvious example is the example of Fir'aun. He was a very powerful king, as you know about it, and he used to say, أَنَا رَبُّكُمُ الْعَلَىٰ in Quran. I am your great Lord. I am your God. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, still tolerated him again and again and again until he sent Musa and Harun with his message. Still he did not, you know, accept. And there is a story about it that Musa alayhi salam turned to Allah that, Allah, why don't you just finish him off? And he says, you know, look at the entrance of his palace. What does it say? Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. You know, he still, although he was claiming to be the Ana Rabbukum Ala, in his mind he knows that, you know, there is somebody who is superior to me. But he was arrogant. So arrogant that even when different warnings came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even in form of not only the mu'jiza that Musa alayhi salam showed, but even the punishments which came, you know, in a limited form, he still did not adhere to that. Until the whole process of where Bani Israel are now being delivered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by the parting of the sea, you know, Fir'aun is still adamant, pursuing Bani Israel all into the river. He says, if the path is open for them, we will go through. He didn't know that by the time last person from Bani Israel reached the other end, the water came in and all of them were eliminated. Quran in Surah number 10, Surah Yunus ayat number 92, has a very interesting conversation. When Fir'aun is dying, at that time he says, Wallah, I believe. I believe in the Lord of Bani Israel. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the term in Arabic, you know, he says, Al-an, now, Fir'aun is too late. I gave you so many chances. This is where we see that he is Malikul Mulk. He is so powerful, yet he is, you know, forbearing, lenient. He gives us, you know, chances again and again and again. Don't take that for granted. Because if you open your eyes at the last moment where the azab is already there, it's too late. The way it happened in the case of Fir'aun. And Allah only said one thing to him. You are going to die today. فَالْيَوْمْ نُنَجِّيكَ بِبَدَنِكَ. Today I'm going to preserve your body. You will die. Your soul will be taken, but I will preserve your body, so that this can be a sign of a warning for the people who will come later on. When you go to visit Egypt next time, when you look at the mummy of Fir'aun, remember this ayat. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had said that at that time, this ayat came when the Bible doesn't talk about preservation of Fir'aun's body. The Arab stories, you know, reciters never talked about it. And this shows that this is the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because the mummified body of Fir'aun was discovered only in the last 2 centuries. And so there is no one muvadda lahu fi mulkihi who can stand up against him in his kingdom.
Dear listeners of the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, you can follow this program entitled Minbar every day in the month of Ramadan. If you have any suggestion, you can send us your email at englishradio@irib.ir.
Love is everywhere, so much peace fills up the air.
Ramadan, month of the Quran. I feel it inside me, strengthening my iman. But how I wish you'd be here with me all year around. Ramadan, Ramadan, Ramadan. دوماً